What's up, man?
I'm like blinking still, like if I'm not expecting it.
What's up, man?
You just gonna ignore what I just said?
No, because the audience not supposed to know I'm doing that. So that's for the editing.
Okay, start over.
What's up, fam?
Nothing much. What's
Everything
up?
Good. I'm chilling, man. Mm-hmm. Had a nice little week out here.
B-Day.
Yeah, it's the B-Day week, man. You know what I'm saying? August 4th is my birthday.
Had How a good. How old did you turn?
I turned 28, yeah. Hell
feeling,
yeah.
Feeling that late 20s vibe or nah?
Yeah, I'm feeling all the vibes. You know what I'm saying? I'm all about the vibe. I am a vibe. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah, so I'm feeling it. I'm loving life. Thankful to be healthy. Thankful to see another year. Like it's.
How was the birthday?
The birthday was phenomenal. You Woo-hoo. Know what I'm saying? I was surprised by Brittany. she rented a Tesla Model Y, which is my favorite car ever, and now even more favorite because I got to test drive it. Fell in love with it even more. Before I even touched the car, I fell in love with it. Then I actually got to ride it and drive it actually, and maneuver through the city in it. It was a great experience.
Yeah, and
so
I feel like
shout out to Brittany,
like,
man. She put in a lot of effort for that one. Very thoughtful.
I feel like you had like one of the toughest experiences too with it, like that traffic going into the tunnel. Like
it was a lot going on. Yeah.
Had like. No, I wouldn't say toughest experiences, but, like, most normal, like, experiences. Like, you didn't just, like,
it
drive
wasn't all
on
daisies.
The highway.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, you had to, like, actually drive it.
And that acceleration traffic is insane.
That. Yo.
It's like a roller coaster for
I
real.
I swear. My head was like
Yeah, man. So,
awesome.
Good week. It's a good week.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, honestly.
Yeah, appreciate you. Appreciate you.
Well, we have some... I'm going to just... say that this week was a hectic week for me. Like, not for me, for like things going on. And
yeah, it was a lot. It's a lot going on. There's always a lot going on these days.
But sometimes you're just like, no, it was a slow week.
Right, right.
But because during the week, we usually just like send each other things that we want to talk about. And mm-hmm. I feel like in one day, I had sent you
like three or four joints.
That we were talk about.
Yeah, so yeah, well, it's good that things are going on, so we have
things to talk about, topics, content.
You know what I mean?
Before we even start, though, you guys was talking. You was talking that mess. No, I'm joking. Y'all was saying we were too far.
We tried something new. Yeah, check it out. See, I think this looks. It probably will come out nice. On camera because it's more intimate. Like I guess we were sitting, even though it's not far.
Yeah, it's like
it's
we
right,
were right
yeah,
here.
But
you
it
know?
Probably does make a difference on camera.
Well, y'all will let us know.
Yeah,
we're sitting closer.
It's more
the
personal.
Closer.
Facts.
Tell us if you like this better than
For
seeing
sure.
the whole blue couch.
Yeah, man.
Blue couch talk.
Right? Oh, that's
Table
cool.
Talk.
Blue couch talk.
Rebrand.
Right. We low key. Nah.
Blue couch talk. Dang,
nah, I like don't believe the hype.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. All right, well, let's talk about what's going on.
Right.
All
right,
so
talk about it.
First thing going on this week is that Ice-T's wife, Coco T.
I don't think his real name is not T. So, I mean, I guess you could call her Coco T. That's actually kind of cool.
Chanel.
I don't know her real name now. Is it Coco Chanel? Nah.
All right, whatever. Ice-T's wife, her name is Coco. Mm. I know that for sure. They have a daughter.
Right.
The daughter is like, I want to say 5.
Yes.
No. By the way, she looks just...
Oh, yeah, like a split
like
image.
Ice-T.
Yeah, man, crazy.
And she's like a redhead, which is very random. But anyway.
Well, not really, because she had a white mama. And Ice-T
looked...
I don't think
is
the white...
Is Ice-T white?
He's not white, but he's probably, it has to be some type of biracial thing going on over there. You know,
okay.
He's a very fair-skinned brother.
A lot of stuff mixed up going
Shout out to Ice-T, man. He's a black brother at the end of the day. We know what's up.
All right. So they have a daughter who's about 5.
Yeah.
And Coco is out here breastfeeding her still. And like, open with it. Like,
right.
This is what it is. And she, like, people have been, like, very, like, no, I want to say upset. Mm. But people are just like, what is the point? And I'm one of those people, honestly. Because I just feel like if you have teeth.
Yeah.
Like, eat some food, you know?
Right.
Like, why are you...
My thing is, I didn't know the milk, like, a woman still produces that milk so long after.
Well, technically...
Like, 5 years of milk producing?
Once it's being used, like, if, like, a kid is on there,
it's gonna keep flowing.
Yes.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. That's crazy. Well,
I think,
though.
But also there are some people that just like, I think it
I
just
feel
like
you
stops.
Would run out. Not run it out.
Stops.
Yeah, it'll stop.
Because like obviously like 5 years later, it's just like, yo.
Yeah, how is she still even producing the milk? That's crazy to me.
But why are you breastfeeding at when
five?
Your child
yeah. Because at five you would have most of your teeth, no? Not
you
most,
have
but
all of your baby teeth.
Oh, you got
teeth.
All your baby teeth?
Look. Yes. 5 year olds are in kindergarten eating chicken nuggets and fries. Mm. Like,
okay,
I'm very confused. So then she's like on there talking about how it's a bonding experience.
Really?
Me and my girl really love it. Blah blah blah. And people was really coming for her. She had to like defend herself. But like, I'm not feeling that.
Yeah, I mean, it would look weird to me, you know, because 5 is kind of big. Right?
Yes.
5 is mad big. Stop it, shorty. Like,
what is the age that we need to, like...
Isn't it 2? I have no... I would say...
Is it 2?
1.5, 2 range, you know what I'm saying? Like, going
I just
on...
I feel like, well, then...
Even if you're 3, that's still big to me to be running for breasts, fam. What are we talking about? Like, fam, go over there and get your Gerbers.
Gerbers? That's what? What, the little snacks?
Yeah, get your snack, get you
the
some apple.
Pouch.
At 3, you can eat apple slices, right?
Yeah.
So what the... Nah, if you can eat apple slices...
At 5, you're in kindergarten.
Right. But at 3, it's like, if you can eat apple slices and chew on oranges and stuff like that, there's no need for breast milk anymore. Like, there's no need.
Maybe you
could drink the breast milk, but to be on the titty is a different story, no? Like, directly...
In, like, you're big.
Yeah, like, you standing with the titty now.
standing with the titty. Nah, I'm weak. She's really standing with the titty. Nah, that's actually
Yo, that's
titty.
Wild funny. She's, standing with the titty.
Yo,
now.
You might as... And then, like, Coco has these, like... Big breast implants.
Wow.
Just like too much going on.
It's a lot
on.
Going on over there, huh?
But honestly, though, like some parents are really just like, this is the best possible drink that I can give my child. And if they still require it, why would I hold it back from them?
Okay.
Like that kind of thing. But like 5 is too much. Like, come on.
Right. Because the breast milk does have plenty of nutrients, right?
Yes,
and
but
it
you're
helps
5.
With the brain development, apparently.
But you're also 5.
Right. Yeah, standing with the titty is too much.
Pump it.
That's what I was gonna say. At least they can still drink it, but pump it. It just at that age, it might seem inappropriate.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, actually, I do know. It seems inappropriate.
Yeah, if you still want to give her the breast milk, pump it. Maybe I don't know. That whole thing was a little bit weird
right.
for me. Y'all can let us know. That's just a quick little, that's what was happening.
Yeah, let me know if y'all think that's okay. Or what age do you think you should
cut off
the breastfeeding? What's the cutoff age for breastfeeding? That's going to be the clip name.
I feel like 2 for real.
Okay. That seems like a reasonable age.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, because they not really, they standing with the titty, but they not like. Running around
walking.
With the titty. Walking with the titty. But anyway, yeah,
no,
that was...
Isn't that funny? Nah, we had to, like, just briefly talk
yeah,
about
that.
Yeah,
we had to discuss that. Nah, for real.
I don't understand that.
Yeah.
But anyway, another thing that's going on,
mm-hmm.
and you might be affected by this. Actually, let me know what your business out there.
Yeah,
but
you crazy, girl?
There's been some news.
Is she out of her mind?
There's been some news going on, right, Jeremy? That say, in New York, you cannot go to certain restaurants and certain gyms without proving
that you're vaccinated.
Thoughts?
That's, you know, that's insane because, you know, first they can't mandate vaccines, but now they could. This is some type of mandation, if you ask me. You know
I don't
saying?
Think so.
This sounds like a mandate to me. Oh, you can't go to restaurants or the gym unless you're vaccinated. That sounds like a mandate. No?
Well, a mandate is like, get it or else.
That but sounds like get it or else.
No, because you
get it or else you can't have fun.
Go to certain restaurants. You can what still certain go to restaurants? Certain gyms. I don't know if it was all.
I'm pretty sure they're going to go OD and talking about all the joints. Planet Fitness, Retro Fitness, every fitness you know what I'm saying? That's crazy to me.
Well, you could just do takeout.
And this new, come on now.
Right, not the same.
What are we, back in 2020? Like, come on. That was crazy time.
Yeah, it was. But yeah, so they're saying you can't go into restaurants and gyms unless you have the vaccine. And I just feel like, what's really going on? Because, okay, let's think about it. Remember when they were first like, we're going to get the vaccine so that we could get as much people vaccinated so that we could get this herd immunity? Remember they were saying that?
Facts,
which
facts.
Is like a good amount of people have it. And so it's not like a major threat anymore. And so we don't have to worry about it anymore as much. The whole
that's what they were saying.
That's
in
what
the beginning?
The, essentially, when you have a herd immunity, it's
right.
Like so many people are vaccinated
it wouldn't
that
affect.
The virus
okay.
Isn't going around as much.
All right, well.
So
but now
did
they
we
acting
not
like,
achieve herd
we didn't
immunity?
Get the herd immunity because now they're saying, yo, if you don't got it, you gotta get it.
So then, yeah.
Come on, man.
That means
it's
like
crazy.
Not enough people took it then after they was really
no.
Trying.
It's I think you're confusing it. There's no number. They want all. That's the goal. That's why they're pushing it heavy. They got stupid ass celebrities talking about get vaccinated, you
what?
Dummies.
Who?
Little boozy dummy. You and
wait,
who else?
Jeremy.
All these dummies like
no, but wait, but you
telling
might,
you to go
like,
get vaccinated.
But you might like offend
for
some
money.
People.
I don't care who it offends. You're an idiot.
No, I think you'd offend some of people that might hear this because people are very passionate about actually getting the vaccine.
Listen, do what you want, but don't promote something you know nothing about. You're doing it for a check. Like, that's the thing I'm calling him a dummy.
Are you
for.
Talking about the
like,
celebrities are doing it?
Yeah,
for a check.
Like, come on, man. And you know, because they feel like they have the influence. Whatever. Did I go hard just now? No,
yeah.
You know what it is? It wasn't that wasn't towards the vaccine. It was towards Lil Boozy because, like, he always complaining about the white man. Like, how you always complain about the white man and then you want to now back up the white man? Like, yeah, go take it. That has nothing to do with the vaccine. It's Lil Boozy. You're fake for that. I'm sorry. These guys are entertainers.
Did you hear that there's, do you know who Jennifer Aniston is, right?
Mm-hmm.
From Friends? Yeah, she apparently, I didn't even read the article, but I just saw it. She's like, she cut off a bunch of her friends because they didn't want to get the vaccine.
Whatever.
And people were like, oh my God, like, that's so amazing. That's so awesome. And then obviously, like, other people.
You know
like,
what that is as well? It's cap. You really think Jennifer Aniston. Because her friends didn't get vaccinated, she's like, oh, no, I'm cutting the friendship off. It's cap, guys.
Don't believe the hype.
Listen, don't believe the hype. This is what the show is about.
Well, yeah, so there's just a lot going on.
And get the vaccine if you feel need be, you know? Because we
I
may
just,
or may not have it. We're not telling you what to do. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
Mm. I just find it annoying, like the back and forth. For
right,
me,
it's
for
the
me
back and forth for me.
Annoying.
It's the back and forth.
Yeah,
because that
the
it
back
doesn't
and forth
make
is very
sense.
Annoying. Because number, because first,
remember
it's
when
like,
Cuomo said, what did Cuomo say about the vaccine initially? Or one
oh,
of them?
Oh, yo, that clip.
Somebody said the vaccine. No, that was the mask. But it was something about
no, no,
a
no. Cuomo has a clip where he's like, we cannot legally mandate everyone to get the vaccine because it's part of
right.
This like emergency rollout thing.
Right.
And you can't mandate someone to take a vaccine that falls under the category of emergency rollout because it's like done too fast and like that kind of thing, essentially, right. That video was talking about. But what I'm saying about the back and forth is that, like, first it's like this major virus, blah blah blah, we're working on the vaccine, cool, get the vaccine, you don't have to wear your mask, just make sure you're like being safe, blah blah blah, you could be indoors with other people that's not vaccinated, like, okay, cool,
yeah,
back, like, it's back and forth slap. Now it's like you have to wear your mask around like people that, even though they are vaccinated, because they're going around with whoever.
Yeah, like, what's really going
and
on?
And it's just too much for me. And then now we have a whole new variant that I have not been paying any attention
to. Yeah, but we're not even getting to that.
Because, like,
but look,
I just don't want
to
deal.
This is why people were skeptical in the first place, because they're like, there's no way you got all this information to be giving out this vaccine. There's no way. But people, you know, whatever, dude. Anyway.
So if they're saying, like, you can't go into certain places or do certain things, like,
it's just a way,
the vaccine, like, what are you gonna do?
It's just a way to get a new wave of people to get the shot. That's it. It's just, they can't say, all right, everybody gotta get it or else, because then it'll be on some communism North Korea shit. But they tricky with it. Oh, what? So the rest of, look, it's gonna hurt everybody. So now
the restaurant
mm-hmm. owner's gonna be like, nah. Hey, they the ones going to tell people, yo, get the shot, you can come out. It's just crazy, you know, it's very, like, calculated manipulation. But, hey, this is nothing new from, you know what, anyway.
From what?
It's nothing new from the government, like, you know, it's just manipulation.
Yeah.
Propaganda.
It's just too much back and forth for me. And then, like,
do your thing,
people,
man,
was really, like, following along with what, like, Cuomo was saying when it, like, first started. But I feel like,
yo, Cuomo is sus. I been knew Cuomo was sus. When everybody was giving, yo, I never believed the hype. Don't believe it. When everybody was like, yo, Cuomo did his thing.
Nah, Jeremy, did he not do his thing?
Did he not do his job is what I'm saying. Like, y'all this is my thing, right? Okay, he shut the city down and did all this. This is New York City. If you don't do your job, you're out of here. Like, what do y'all expect him to do? Y'all thought he was going to come half-assed in New York?
But this ain't Florida.
This New York City. No disrespect to Florida. No disrespect. But Florida is a wild place.
Jeremy, there was mad places that their governor was, like, half-assed it. So then we should give props to Cuomo.
He did his job. No.
So what's the difference
he did his
doing
job.
His thing and doing his job?
No, are we praising people for doing their job that they get paid millions of dollars for, probably? They'll tell you $100,000 on the internet, but it's on some under-the-hand money going in some pocket. Let's not get it twisted.
That Cuomo should not get extra praise.
No, I'm saying that. I'm saying, listen, are we applauding everybody for doing their job these days?
We should.
But we're not. We're not. Like, I'm not saying he don't deserve a little praise. He handled it very professionally.
He did.
He was very strict with it. But to give the man, they was acting like he's Jesus Christ out here.
I don't know where you were seeing people.
Yo, I had people on Instagram. I'm like, yo, y'all really, yo, Cuomo is Cuomo that. Yo, Cuomo a wreck. Get out of here.
Yes. But anyway, Cuomo is in some big trouble. Nah, like major trouble.
Nah,
actually.
I want the supporters to come back out.
I bet that they will.
Like, nah, he ain't do it, but Bill Cosby did. All right.
Anyway, Cuomo is in major trouble because there's a bunch of people that are coming out and saying,
apparently,
that
Cuomo's
he, like,
a freak joint.
That he's been, what you call it? Like,
harassing. Correct.
Harassing people.
Yeah, talk that Trini talk.
Yeah, no, apparently he has been harassing, like, people that have
been
working with him.
Going out bad, boy. They trying to get him to resign for real.
Did you see Joe Biden was like, he needs to resign?
Yo.
Imagine the president is
that's
like.
That's wild crazy. Like, he commenting on the Joe.
Yeah. On the, somebody asked him, like, he was doing a press conference or something, and they're like, what are you thinking of the, like, Cuomo stuff? And he's like, like, he needs to get up out of there.
That's crazy for old boy to say anything, but.
But I ain't then even also, like, Cuomo, like, sent out a video, and he was like, I am 60 or 65 years old. I have never, like, I have lived my life.
One of those
like,
fake I shits. Have. Yeah, blah. Facts.
And, like,
I have. Get out of here.
I don't know how I feel, because I'm, like mostly inclined to, like, believe victims.
Right.
And then if you, which is.
Well, you shouldn't be mostly
actually,
in. Yeah, that's actually yeah,
that's
a bad
actually
way
a
to
bad
be.
That's actually a bad way to be. Is something over there that you keep looking at? That's actually a bad way.
I'm more inclined.
Look at the whole.
Look at Stephen Avery. Look at Emmett.
Till.
Well, no. That wasn't like. That wasn't the same situation. Who are
yes,
you talking about?
Yes, people believed the white woman who was the
well,
victim.
Yeah. Facts.
Yeah,
even
no,
though,
no,
but,
no. But I'm saying, like, in situations of, like, sexual assault, like, I wouldn't just be like, they lying. Like, I would just be like, let's see. That's basically what I was trying to say.
And that's the problem. A lot of people have your mindset. Like, yo, automatic, like, yeah, that nigga did. Yo, he said they. If they
no,
say he
not
did
the
that
mindset
shit.
That I have.
That's what you said before.
No, I said. I'm
inclined to believe the victim,
right?
Which is bad.
But I'm not saying that I'm just like immediately like the victims are right. I'm when, more like, maybe they like might be on to something.
Well, that's more inclined. But anyway, that's the problem because, you know, it's innocent until proven. Innocent until proven guilty, right? But now everybody has, you know, with social media and everything, everybody has. Their opinion and that opinion could sway anything. But
I really hope he didn't do that.
Me too. But the thing about Cuomo is what I was about to say. He was going hard. I forgot the gentleman's name. Somebody else was in the same predicament. And he was going hard for resignation. And
okay.
Now.
Did the guy do it?
I think the guy ended up resigning or whatever. And
no,
now,
did he assault the people?
I can't remember how the case went. But anyway. But I do know he was fiending for resignation. Now people are fiending for Cuomo to resign. He's like, oh, hold on. I could defend myself. Well, apparently they're going to come out with evidence. I know. If it's true, he has no evidence. So it's cap. This evidence, they're just stalling. But yeah, he's
really
under fire right now.
Do it because I actually like him.
New York savior. This y'all New York savior?
Is this your king? You know where that's from?
For sure.
Where?
Black Panther.
Oh yeah, I was just about to point. Good job.
This y'all New York savior. I mean,
well,
but,
I like Cuomo, so I'm really hoping didn't do it.
I'm not like hoping that he did it. Like I'm on the
but
fence
also,
with
it,
but it just seems sus and very hypocritical.
Just, like, come on and just be like, he did that when he didn't. Like it's just weird.
I mean, women do that though. Like women have been doing that for plenty years.
Well,
it's
yeah,
just a weird
sure.
thing. And then obviously people are more inclined to believe the woman.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like this is one guy, he was a NFL prospect. The guy was he didn't even look human. His name was Sean Oakman. He played for Baylor University. This guy was like 6'7" or 6'9", 2-something. Like he looked like a robot out there. He got into a situation where a female lied on him and derailed his whole career.
That's horrible.
And that has happened to plenty of athletes. And you know, and now the NFL don't care because he's not the player he once was.
But what are you lying for though? Like
people,
but let's think
people
about,
have
let's...
bad energy, people have bad mind. It's just people are just bad people. And my
like
thing
if, like,
is
but I'm let's talk about the Cuomo thing though. Like what are you possibly hoping for?
It's deeper than what we think. So a woman is just not gonna come out. Well, she would, but there's somebody behind the scenes playing puppet master. Believe that. It's not like on the surface level, it looks like, oh, okay. Wow, she probably was finally brave to come out. No. something happened that we will never know. And they said, oh, word? Okay, boom, there you go. It's, somebody's playing Puppet Master. Trust me.
Well, given for all whatever the things reason. That you keep learning about the government and politics and all that stuff going down that we would actually never know about, I wouldn't put that past.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know?
For sure. It happened to plenty of athletes. Even one athlete in particular. This is how people are wicked. His name is Laramie Tunsil. He went to Ole Miss University. On the day he's about to get drafted.
Where is Ole Miss?
Mississippi. Mm. On the day he's about to get drafted, within minutes of him, he's already at the draft.
Oh my gosh.
Within minutes of him getting drafted, he's at the table and everything. Somebody releases a video of him smoking marijuana with like a fake gas mask attached to a bong. Somebody releases that video, like while he's at the draft, or while the draft is going on. So like, people are just
evil,
wicked, yo. I'm telling you, but right. Yeah, I mean, if he didn't do it, he shouldn't be in trouble. If he can prove that he's innocent, that evidence needs to come out ASAP because that's what his lawyer said. They'll be releasing evidence, so hopefully they can prove that he's not the guy that these women are saying. You know.
Right. I'm hoping that he's not. Him. Yeah, I'm actually hoping that he's not that type of guy.
Right.
But I just remembered too, like while you were saying that, I was talking about like government and politics, and I was like, wow, remember I became a citizen?
Wow.
I forgot.
Speaking of the government, Shorty's she's official.
Woohoo!
Now.
Welcome me.
Cheers,
into
cheers.
The land of the free.
Land of the free.
And
home
the
of
home
the brave.
Of the brave. Facts. But like, somebody replied to my story and was like, welcome to this raggedy ass country.
Okay, then. I mean, you've been here, though, so it's not
right.
Even.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, if you thought it was raggedy already, like, the citizenship wouldn't have changed it, I don't think. But
I mean,
shout out to you, man.
Anyway.
Shorty came a long way from Arima, man. Facts.
Yo, stop. Anyways. Serious. Yeah, so those three topics, I feel like were like hot topics this week. There was, like, a lot of other things that was going on, but I feel like we needed to, like, discuss those.
For sure.
Because I also want to hear other people's thoughts on that. Because, like, the vaccinations in New York, like, I'm sick of the back and forth. Like, are y'all okay with this whole reverting back to, yeah.
Anyway.
tell us what you think about Cuomo. Like, if right. You think he's a New York savior. I like Cuomo, man.
I'm
I
not
really
saying don't like him. I'm saying
that.
Y'all was acting like he was friggin' Jesus out here. Oh, yo, he's the governor of New York. You did what you were supposed to do, fam. I'm not giving you no extra credit for that. You know, this is New York City. Like, it holds weight. So, you're the governor. They acting like he the governor of Montana or something. This is New York City.
Damn.
No disrespect, but y'all know what I'm saying. Who's the governor of Montana? You would never know.
Who's the governor of California?
Nobody cares. Is it Ted Cruz?
Nah,
I don't know.
It's New Jersey.
Cruz? Exactly. That's
it's
how,
like a Newsom or something.
Nobody knows because it's not that important. This is New York City. So y'all was giving him wild praise. I'm just like, are we not in New York?
All right, anyway.
New York. No.
We're gonna like have our
weekly.
We should call it. We need to name this segment.
A blue couch question.
BCQ.
Nah, just keep it question of the day for the net. Question of the day.
QOTD.
Question of the day.
Quoted.
What was the question again?
All right. So, the question of the day is it necessary to post your significant other on your page?
On your social media.
On your social media. So there's two views. The view that, well, okay.
Just give your view and I'll give my view and then the viewers will give their view.
So my view is,
right.
Wait, can you guess my view?
I mean, from experience, I would know like what your view would be. Yeah,
what is it?
Sure. You would be four.
Four.
On your...
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
I think it's necessary to post your significant other on your page because It just, well, first of all, it's, you want to like show off, I feel like, your significant other. Mm-hmm. You want the world to just be like, to see like, this is my boo, this is what's going on, this is us. Like, you know, especially if y'all are a little cute couple, you know? I feel like you would want to show that. It also helps the other person feel like, oh, well, this person wants to like show me off too.
So she ain't trying to hide, or he or she is not trying to hide. Right. From anyone.
And then people are like, the other like flip side is like, some people are like, why do you need to post? Because, oh, you want to talk about that after and then share your view?
Yeah, I'll share, you want me to share my view?
Yeah, before I go to what people are saying.
Well, I would.
Do you think it's necessary?
Necessary. I think it's necessary. Yeah. I would say it's necessary. Just so people know what's up. You know what I mean? Hopefully deters distractions and maybe not in some cases, but you know, you do want to feel like the person you're with wants people to know that they're with you. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
People try to use this use of, oh, it's private, da 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 da. There's a bunch of privacy. You still have like all the rights to your privacy, right?
If you post a picture, like your you're not privacy giving up the privacy. Violated.
Yeah, your privacy is nowhere near violation.
Like,
so
it's not like you're like,
it's
posting.
Not that serious. Like, who are you guys anyway? Like, what? Get out of here. Like, girls that's doing that and people that's doing that, be very wary of them. That's, I'm going to give you that facts right now.
What do you
if
mean?
She or he is not posting you, come on, son.
That's,
anyway,
that's a little bit
like keep it
concerning.
A buck. Yeah, if they especially if they active on the social media too.
Active or you've been around
right
for a
come
minute.
On. Losers.
Like you could like let's say you don't want to post within like the first month or two.
Right.
Or
yeah. Nobody.
You're not
saying,
really sure.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course not.
Still trying to do a little.
Of course not. You dating. Warm up to that. Yeah. You right. Warm up to the post, but I'm saying if y'all in a full blown relationship and there's no posting. That's a little woo. Or like, yeah, as soon as y'all become boyfriend and girlfriend, if it doesn't
throw a flick,
if you don't throw the flick up there within the first week, it's like, whoa, there's no time.
No,
here,
there's
but
no time.
You know
but just
what I'm saying?
You would need to post your significant other on your page. And if you like intentionally not doing it, it's like, why? And people are like, they don't want to post their significant other because people have all this like negative energy.
Cap.
And they want to put in their input.
But
and
these
they
are the same people
that
would post
that.
Their kids. So you would sacrifice your kids for all that? You would put your kids in that situation with the negative energy and all that? Because it's the same thing. People don't necessarily wish good on everything you do. But you could post your kid but not your man. If that's your excuse, that makes no sense.
Yeah, no, I don't agree with that excuse. Because it's just like, people can say whatever they want.
Right.
Or, this is 2021. Turn off your comments. Like,
right.
It just doesn't make sense. Like, there's things that you could do
right.
to still post your significant other.
There's no excuse, basically,
and
what
just
we're saying.
Ignore whatever people say. Like, it just.
Because
really
your privacy is still your privacy. You're not giving up. You might give a little glimpse, but people don't know exactly what's going on. Because, say, I wasn't honest about you renting the Tesla for my birthday. I could have been online capping like, yo, my noosh, you feel me? Just how I'm pulling up all, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But we could have kept that private or whatever, but whatever. Like, did that make sense what I just said? I don't know if I brought that in correctly. Basically, I'm saying...
Wait, Jeremy.
It's still your privacy is up to you. That's what
okay.
I'm.
Okay, I
don't know if
I'm
making sense.
I was following a little bit, but
yeah.
I don't think it's like.
It didn't tie it at the end.
It
nah,
tie.
Nah, the
let
knot's
me see if
not
I can
tied.
Tie it in for you. Hold on, let me think.
Help
about
me out. Help me
second,
out.
Right?
Help me out.
You was trying to say right that like you posted
right.
about the Tesla,
right,
and gave a little glimpse
right, right.
into the relationship,
right,
but. Like the glimpse that you gave isn't putting all of our business
right,
out
right,
there. Because,
right, right.
like, low-key, like, we could have...
Because people... Yeah, all right, yeah.
I'm just trying
yeah,
to
Yeah, I don't know. Y'all okay. know what I'm trying right, to say.
Okay, yeah.
Damn.
Hopefully.
Hopefully.
But, yeah, no.
No excuse.
I just feel like if you're not posting, it's just like something is either wrong or you just like don't want people to know. I mean, which is something wrong.
Right, because if you're so happy with your private life, like, yo, people be capping. There's a reason why she or he ain't posting. Don't let nobody fool you with
like,
that.
What could be the stupid excuse, dog? Besides, I'm just trying to like be private. Like, there's no other reason.
You're not trying to be that private in the first place if you're on social media, so you can't even preach that privacy nonsense to me.
If you were private, you wouldn't have a social media.
Thank you. If you were private, nobody would know what you drive. Nobody, it wouldn't be on the internet.
But people really just don't like to post their significant others like that. Like,
it's for a reason. It's for whatever they want to. They want to make sure their options are still open. Trust me, it's for a reason.
Or they're trying to like feel like their girlfriend is like the nicest, and they don't want other people to see. Is that like an option?
That's cap. No. Anyway. Usually, like, if you have a nice looking girlfriend, you would like not to say you would want to people to see her, but like,
you'd
want to
show her.
Yeah, you wouldn't try to be hiding her. Like, come on, fam, that's just the dumbest thing ever.
So, question for y'all: is it necessary to post your significant other on your social media?
Yeah, let me know what y'all think.
We're saying yes.
Yeah, we're saying yes.
We post each other. Facts. We post pictures together.
Shorty got 1/4 of my. 1/4 of my pics on Instagram. I don't know if that's true, but
maybe
probably because I don't even got that many posts, so it could be. It could be a big percentage. That's 25% in that thing right there.
Yeah, and nobody's saying like post one per week.
Right. Or, you know what we're talking about. On. Like, stop it, fam.
Just and if you're saying no, please let us know why.
Let us know why. Because
I actually really want to know.
Yeah, I want to know why. Because maybe we're not looking at it from their perspective.
Yeah,
I want to hear a different perspective.
Yeah, I already have my own why somebody would say no.
Yeah. But we have an announcement. If you were looking at the last episode, we told you guys we're coming with our YouTube channel, our vlog channel. So it is actually up and running now. It's called Life with J and B. Is it and or N?
And
B. Life with J and B. Go subscribe. We already have my birthday celebration vlog up.
Nice. Yeah, we got to see the day.
Yeah, you get to see the day my reaction to driving the car. And we wrapped up the day, let y'all know everything that went on. So, yo, man, check it out, man.
So there's a lot of stuff.
There's a lot going
on.
There's
so much for y'all to see.
Mad
and, like,
content.
Reply to and send us messages about.
Yeah,
and, like,
man.
This ring light is mad bright. I'm trying to look at the screen and like it's like.
Look at the camera.
Yeah. No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Sunscreen and my camera. Mm. There's our podcast episodes. Our podcast YouTube. There's our personal YouTube. And then our Instagrams, of course.
Yeah,
so like, please.
Yeah, man, if you could support us, we got a whole ecosystem going on here. We just, you know, giving content out, man.
Yeah, people have asked for it.
People
like,
have
we're
asked.
Just
like,
trying to just
we're
be
not
like,
trying to be cool on some, yo, nah. People think that we should have been doing this and, you know, we took it, you know, and we also thought we could do it as well.
Yeah.
We're just trying it out, man, having fun, trying to be as consistent as possible and, you know, get better at it. So thanks for watching, you know, appreciate you guys. Remember to like, comment, share. Don't forget to subscribe, please. It takes nothing to subscribe. It's free. Please, just subscribe. It's not that big a deal. But anyway, we'll catch you next time, man. I'm J Rem.
And I'm B.
Peace.